Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The Vatican has reportedly called on Cardinal Timothy Dolan to investigate allegations of sexual abuse by a Brooklyn bishop. WCBS reporter Steve Burns has the details.
Some 2 months after the accusation first surfaced, Brooklyn Bishop Nicholas DiMarzio is now the subject of an investigation ordered by the Vatican, headed by Cardinal Timothy Dolan. That accusation came from 56-year-old Mark Matzik, who said back in November he was abused by DiMarzio in the 70s when he was an altar boy at St. Nicholas Church and School in Jersey City. DiMarzio unequivocally denied the accusation, saying he's never engaged in inappropriate behavior in his 50 years as a priest. An archdiocese spokesman tells the Post that as per its usual practice, the investigation will make use of outside forensic investigators. Dolan and DiMarzio often work closely together. Since it's what the archdiocese calls a preliminary investigation, DiMarzio is not required to step aside. DiMarzio himself has led probes like this before. He'd previously offered sympathy to abuse victims, his investigation uncovered in the Buffalo Diocese. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
Thousands braved the elements and marched through the city as part of the 4th Annual Women's March. Activist Donna Hill spoke to the crowd at Foley Square.
Let us be the example. Let us be the change. Let us show the world what we demand, what we say that we want for our bodies, ourselves. Let us tell them what we need in our communities.
Also there for us, WCBS reporter Christy Kalishian.
Marchers were bundled up as they walked down the snowy, wet streets, but Leon Feingold wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, I guess if they wanted to, they could hold this in June, but I certainly don't mind being out here, and maybe the fact that there's so many people out here really means that this matters to us, and I'd like to think that this matters to all New Yorkers, and I wish it mattered to all Americans.
Thousands turned out to the 4th Annual Women's March, which organizers named this year as the 2020 Rise and Roar March. Advocates raised awareness of social justice issues from women's rights to environmental justice. Hillary Dare marched alongside her boyfriend Leon, whom she'd met at the Women's March 2 years before.
Keep persisting, be resilient, even when things are more frustrating.
In Midtown, Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio 880.
Police need help finding a man they say molested, robbed, and assaulted a woman in Harlem. Happened in the stairwell of the Lincoln Houses early Thursday morning. Cops say the suspect groped the 54-year-old victim, stole cash from her pocket, and then punched her in the face. The woman was taken to the hospital in stable condition. Investigators put out a photo of the suspect. Anyone with information asked to call Crime Stoppers. Meanwhile, a woman was reportedly raped in an alley early yesterday morning in Jamaica. CBS 2's Nick Calloway is there.
Police say he stopped in front of the 27-year-old woman, and when she tried to pass him, he grabbed her and forcibly dragged her to a nearby alleyway. That's where he ripped her clothes off and raped her. The victim was taken to the hospital with injuries to her head, body, arms, and legs. Police say that suspect is 25 to 35 years old and about 5'6". He was last seen wearing a dark ski cap, a tan vest, blue jeans, black sweater, and black sneakers. Now, police tell us when the attacker first grabbed the victim, he covered her mouth and told her, quote, "I'm going to kill you."
Police in that case are also asking anyone with information to contact Crime Stoppers. A look at the WCBS Exergen weather forecast with meteorologist Mike Lucini.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Well, it'll become windy today with a mix of clouds and sunshine, a chilly day with a high of 41 degrees, but that wind will make it feel even colder today. There'll be a few flurries around this evening, especially to the north and west of 287. Otherwise, partly cloudy, blustery, and cold tonight, a low of 21 degrees in Central Park. Tomorrow, a colder day with sunshine and patchy clouds, high 32 degrees. Still chilly on Tuesday with clouds and some sunshine, high of 35. Plenty of sunshine, but chilly Wednesday, high 38. Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine. Not as cold, high 44 on Thursday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.